So, but yeah, various photos of performances with the chorus. And
let me just ask you this. So in your book, right?
Yes.
So what do you hope that people get out of this? I mean, the one thing that you hope people get out of this when they read it.
Well, I hope that it does a couple things, that people who are already involved in the arts and activism, I hope they find this as a source of hope to keep moving on and keep growing. That I think we need to hear in each other's stories of how we're contributing to social movements with the arts in our activism. And so, I wanted to be a contribution for that, for those of us who are already been in activism with the arts. And for those, but also for social movements, the arts have not been very big, just hopefully it's just a piece of the big puzzle to help inspire, growth of the arts in activism. So, that's what I hope that it's at least one contribution among so many for, just a record of what's been done well with the labor chorus and what can happen in other places. In these times, with the uprising and Black Lives Matter and with the struggles of COVID disproportionately affecting communities of color, we need to have this ongoing inspiration from the arts, something to uplift our hopes and spirits. And so I hope that this book is in some way a contribution among so many other important works out there.
Okay. And Mark, the book, Song, Struggles, and Solidarity, 25 Years of the New York City Labor Choir. How could one get your book?
Well, it's available through, of course it's available through Amazon, but if you don't like working through Amazon, and there are good reasons not to, you can contact the publisher directly, and that's Hamilton Books. Their website is it's an imprint of Roman Littlefield, and so Hamilton Books can be found from www.roman, that's ROWMAN.com, and then if you also just Google Hamilton Books in Roman, it'll go right there. And you could put in the title, Song, Struggle, and Solidarity, in your search, and it'll go right there. Or you can contact me. I still have copies of the book that I can, I can at a reduced cost, and I'll take care of shipping if people want to contact me directly.
Mm-hmm.
My email is markabendroth@gmail.com, and I'll spell that out. markabendroth@gmail.com, and I'd be glad to send someone a copy from.
Okay. And are you open for speaking engagements, Mark?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. I would love to speak publicly, and hopefully we'll be able to do that in person before too long in some places. I would love to.
And how could one, what about the choir itself? Are they, open for coming places or travel? I mean, not now, but.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Maybe in the future.
And you find on their website that they are, that's one of the things that they announce on their website, that the chorus is available to perform at your event, whatever it might be, if it's a union organizing event.
Mm-hmm.
Some celebration or a protest or a picket line, members of the chorus are available. And it might not be the whole chorus, depending on the event and all the logistics, but But you know, the chorus is always seeking out new ways to bring their music out to the public.
Have they been in the capital region?
Yes, as far as I know, one time, and it was a long time ago, long before I joined the chorus. But a couple members have told me that at one time, the chorus came up to Albany, and I think it was for some kind of organizing event at the Capitol. So, but yeah, I was telling you a little bit about their travels to Cuba and Puerto Rico. Before that, they also went to Wales. And they went one time to Sweden and found where Joe Hill was born or where he grew up, I think. And you know, there are these organizations now, and there are labor choruses in parts of Europe also. And I think that it's something that the chorus, you know, wants to be more connected. Yeah, I mentioned that there were different labor courses across the country and one in Canada. And they get together at the Great Labor Arts Exchange in Maryland every year. And once in a while, there's a big focus on all these courses performing together. They call it a chorus convergence. So the labor chorus, you know, is always looking to reach out and to perform wherever it can in some different situations.
Mm-hmm. And Mark, I hope, you know, you're a professor. I hope they could have a class or some on this in the colleges.
You know, well, talk about
the labels.
Glad you asked. I am a former teacher of high school social studies, and now I work with people who are becoming social studies teachers. And you know, I think part of my work is to really focus on you know, helping new teachers teach about social movements in history and contemporary. So, and a part of that is, you know, the arts, and including music, that you cannot understand the labor movement or the civil rights movement without looking at how the arts played a really important central role.
Yep.
And I think that's coming back today, and even though you know, it's back today in the streets with the Black Lives Matter uprising, and it's you know, just as the arts have supported movements in the past, it's they'll continue in the future. So
okay,
but, yeah,
okay. That's Mark Abendroth, author and professor, who wrote a book, and it's the latest book, called The Song, Struggles, and Solidarity, 25 Years of the New York City Labor Council. Choir. Sorry about that, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Mark, thank you for this interview.
Thanks so much, Willie. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
And I forgot that. Is there any last thing you want to say? Important points, because that was my question. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just a real quick last thing I want to thank you, Willie, and your organization, WOOC, for making this interview possible. And just want to say that, since coming to Albany, I'm finding that there's a lot of people here in Albany that want this kind of, bringing the arts to the movements So, you know, the People's Music Network has members here, and we're starting to get together and rehearse together for future work. So it's exciting to see that right here in Albany, there are these opportunities for people to come together in the arts and in their activism together. So thank you.
All right, and thank you again, Mark. All right.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, hang on the phone, Mark.